Giant Metalheads! Do you like that good old 70s style hard rock? Do you like female fronted bands? Well, of course you do. And I have the perfect band for you. This time I will bring you Northern Ladies. Northern Ladies is a band that started sometime in the mid of 2014 in Gävle, Sweden. How they came up with the name was that they searched through some song names from their old favorites, and then they found Saxon and their album Rock the Nations. On that album, there is a song called Northern Ladies. And at the time, it was a perfect, very fitting name for the band. And the band's founder, Marie, is a huge fan of Saxon. The band is clearly influenced by the classics from the good old 70s and the 80s. Maybe more the 70s than the 80s, in my personal opinion, at least. But the 80s are still for sure there. What I also like with this is that the members in the band has different influences from the 70s and the 80s, and all of the members are a part of the writing process when it comes to the music. So the music becomes a cocktail of all of the different influences. I think that is the perfect way to acquire your own sound. To give you an idea of how the band sounds, I have asked the band about it. They think that it is hard to define themselves to a specific band or really genre, which I totally agree with. But they gave us a few bands that they have been compared to by their fans. Some of the bands are The Runaways, Crucified Barbara, AC/DC, Kiss, even Motley Crue. Speaking of The Runaways, I would personally like to add another band or our artist to this list, which is Joan Jett. She played in The Runaways, but I don't think that her solo career should go unnoticed in this case. Their image is meant to be a tribute to their own favorites and influences from the golden age of rock, which is, in my opinion, the 70s and the 80s. The logo has a lot of meaning behind it. The compass with the needle pointing to the north is because of them being from the north in Sweden. And the word ladies comes from that in the beginning they were only ladies in the band. But nowadays there has been some lineup changes and it has just become a name. But although they are still a female fronted band, and mostly a female band at least, the covers for the music is created, or well, the album covers are created out of the feeling that their graphic designer gets from the music. So, what do they write music about then? Is there a specific theme to their lyric writing? A lot of their lyrics are about feelings that all of us has experienced at some point. That way, they write about things that you maybe can relate to. I think that is really cool, and I think that it could be easier to interpret the lyrics in your own way if the lyrics are close to something that you can relate to or have experienced. I will translate what their singer Molly wrote. I often write with context in mind that relates either to me or someone close. Then, of course, love is especially infelicious or toxic love is something that always can become a song. Now we have talked a little bit about the band itself, so it is a good time to take a look at the actual music that has been released by the band. The first release saw the light of day in 2015, and it was an EP called Down on Your Knees. They start off with a title track which has a high intensity and almost a little bit of punk rocky feel to it, which will transfer over to a lot of their other music that has come later as well. Overall, I think that it is a great first release. It has an old feel to it, which is a good since they tried to go for that 70s rock sound. Songs that you'll find in this EP are Down on Your Knees, Pressure, I Can't Get Enough, and Save Your Sympathy. Next release was a single that came in 2017 called River Wild. It has just been 2 years since their earlier release, but my guess is that they changed their producer, because we can hear that the mix is a little bit different. Supporting the single is a recording of their song Save Your Sympathy. Something that makes me crazy is the vocals. Not because they are bad in any way, but because I can't decide if they changed their singer or if she used a little bit of a different technique or approach. Because it sounds very, very similar, but a little bit different. But I think that it is the same singer. 2 more years go by, and in 2019, we get 2 new singles. First one that we are going to talk about is one of the first songs that I heard with the band. This one is called Concrete Wall. Their sound has evolved a little bit here as well. And now we get the rest of the band doing backup singing, which makes the chorus so much bigger, in my opinion. The next single is called Vibe, and it is a vibe. Something that I love that they used in this one is the call and response between the backup vocalists and the main vocalist. This is a very common thing in blues, which is a genre that a lot of my own music is based upon. Of course, like in many other occasions, the singles aren't going to be left alone. The same year they released their first full-length album, this one is called Dandelion. On this album, you will be able to hear all of their songs that they have released so far, even their EP that they released first. The brand new songs on this album are You Know What, Wrecked Angel, and Dandelion. Now we have reached 2022, and a new single was released. This one is called Boomerang, I'll Be Gone. I love how this one has a swing tempo to it, and that is something that is also come in some blues rock, which I absolutely love. Now we have reached 2023, and the final release from the band so far. This is a single called The Chase. There is a saying that goes like, you ain't better than your latest gig. With that said, I want to say that this might be the best song that they have released so far. The driving guitars, the drums, the ad-libs from the backup singers is the perfect rock song, in my opinion. Now we have gone through all of the releases that the band has put out so far. This means that it is a perfect time for my little segment that I like to call Erik's Top 5. This is not really to pick out the 5 best songs. That would be really hard. This is to give you a good idea of what songs you could start with when you are going to listen to Northern Ladies. So let's go! Number 1, I Can't Get Enough from Down on Your Knees. Number 2, Concrete Wall from Dandelion. And number 3, Wrecked Angel from Dandelion. Number 4, Boomerang, I'll Be Gone, which is a single. And number 5, The Chase, which is also the single. This was my pick of 5 songs that I think are great. Now I want you to join us on our social medias and tell us, do you agree with my pick, or do you have other songs on your own top 5 list? I want to know. The future plans for the band is awesome. They are currently writing new material, which is planned to be released on an upcoming EP. But as of right now, the EP does not have a set release date, but it is on the way. Of course, they're also aiming to play live as well, which is very exciting. There are 2 festivals that, in my opinion, could have been possible for them to play at. The first one is a festival that has been in their hometown called Gefle Metal Fest. And the second one is Sabaton Open Air, that is in Falun, which is quite close to their hometown. I think it is about 25 to 30 minutes with a car. Unfortunately, both of these festivals has taken a break, and we don't really know when they are going to return. Those two are my favorite festivals, so I hope that they will return soon. And I think that Northern Ladies definitely should have a spot when they return. Maybe more on Sabaton Open Air than Gefle Metal Fest. I think that it is a great that there are bands on the rise that try to keep the old school rock from the 70s and the 80s alive. I'm a huge fan of Joan Jett, so getting a female fronted band with that sound is awesome. With that said, I think that this is a good time to wrap it up. So if you feel like you might like Northern Ladies, don't hesitate to go and have a listen to their music. If it doesn't sound like the music that you usually listen to, I would like to encourage you to go and give their music a listen anyways. You might be surprised and find something new. That happens to me all the time when doing this podcast. If you do like Northern Ladies, go and give them a follow on their social media. That is a great way to get updates on the new music and the live shows, etc. And it will help the band to get exposed to new ears. Even better, it's totally free. If you like what we are doing here on Metal Verbalizer's podcast, bringing you new awesome rock and metal to listen to, please consider giving our social medias a follow as well. This way you will get updates on what bands we are going to verbalize next. Sometimes we also talk to the bands and have them tell stories about their experiences on tour. This is something that you do not want to miss out on. You can also give us suggestions on what bands we are going to verbalize. We always take suggestions in mind when we plan our episodes. So, with that said, thank you for listening. You've been listening to Metal Verbalizer's podcast, Verbalizing Northern Ladies.